We are going to start again the Mishnah on Pei Aleph and Aleph, the bottom Mishnah. I know we did it yesterday. We'll do it again today. Hamagarish is Ishtai, Belana Imoy Bepundaji. A person is Megarish's wife, and then they're together in an inn. And the explanation of what together is will be a discussion, except in our Mishnah it's clear it means all we saw them was alone in a room. We don't know what happened in that room. The Gemara will explain the reason of Beishamai. We need a new get. When does Beisil hold you need a new get? If she was divorced after Nisuan. So they know each other already. They have a familiarity with each other. That's when we should need a new get. But if they never consummated the marriage the first time, and he divorced her, and now he's alone with her in a room, obviously, somebody's beeping. What?
People need to mute themselves.
Yeah, people should mute themselves. Did I start the recording?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's clear in the Mishnah that we don't know what happened in the room. So, if it's Nisgarshim and Anisuan, we assume they had a relationship. If it's Nisgarshim and Anisuan, we assume they didn't have a relationship because they didn't have the familiarity. That's clear in the Mishnah. However, if we saw a relationship, it would be a totally different story. That's clear in the Mishnah because if we saw the relationship, what difference does it make Nisuan and Anisuan? That's why the Mishnah is clear that we didn't see what happened in the room. Rashi, Tzricha Gacheni, Mefarash Gemara. Libay Gazba, whatever that means. Something Gemara Vayter. Amar Rabba Babachon Amar Rabbi Yechilam. Machloikus b'sharu shenivala. What is the machloikus b'shamim b'sol? When we actually saw the intimacy. Rashi, sharu shenivala, b'shamim sabri adam b'ayse b'losi b'lisnos. B'shamim says, even though we saw them intimate, we assumed they had a relationship out of wedlock. He didn't remarry her. He stam was mizana with her. And therefore, b'kol kamad l'yam ha'reinu b'ayel l'shem kedushin. And if we didn't hear him tell witnesses, I am now living with her L'Shem Kedushin, let me do L'Shem Kedushin Ball. We don't say that he did it L'Shem Kedushin. Now, again, Adam do not have to view Kedushin Bia. Kedushin Bia can be done in the privacy of a room, but he has to tell the Adam, I am now being Miyachad, my wife, and I am going to do Kedushin Bia. But they don't have to see the intimacy, Chas V'Shalom. Here we're saying they saw the intimacy, and still we don't assume he did Kedushin according to Beishamai. He lived with her out of wedlock.
Why would we say that it's clear from Mishnah we don't know what happened? Beishamai.
We'll see in a second. We again, you got it. This is Rabbi Yechilin explaining Beishamai. Again, let's let the Gemara do its thing. The Beishamai Savri Adam Aysa Bilasa Bilasnos. Most Rishayim, and again, I didn't do a head count, but most Rishayim learned this is only true by a woman he was once married to. But if he was never married to the woman, Beisil would not say Ainamayasibilisnus. There are people that are Mizana all the time, and we don't say that they meant Kedushin. We only say this, that he was married to her once, and now he's living with her. We say he's having charut on the fact that they got divorced, and he's remarrying her. But Enochinami, if this was a relationship between a man and a woman that never were married, why would we assume that he's doing Kedushin? There's no reason to assume that. That's what the Rambam says, the Rush, and other Rishayim. Now, I can't say everybody agrees, but that's the Shita of most Rishayim. I'm not posking halacha l'maisa. Beisil Savri, ain't other maisa b'lasa b'lisnos. Avaloi ruach shenivala. But if we just saw them privately in a room and you don't know what happened, Beisil does not assume that if they're alone in the room, they live together. There's no such thing. We don't know that they live together. Don't assume that they live together. Even if they were married. That's what Rabbi Yechon explains. Rashi? No Rashi. Tanan. Let's learn the Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Umayim ben Isgarshim and Erison, Shein Tzricha Met Gecheni. The Mishnah says that Beisil agrees if they were divorced from Arison, that she does not need a new get. Why? Shainly by Gaspa. She has no familiarity. Now, that makes sense if you're wondering if they had an intimacy. But if we saw them living together, obviously Gaspa is not a factor. if we saw them together, Mali Min Erison, Mali Min Nesuin. Here's a man that was married to his wife only by Erison, divorced her, and now we see intimacy. Why wouldn't he mean Kedushin? What difference does it make? What do you mean, Ainli by Gaspa? He's living together with her. Ainli by Gaspa means don't assume they live together because they're not familiar with each other. It doesn't say that if they live together, they don't mean it. They do. They obviously did. Obviously, familiarity is not an option. It's not a factor here. Zog de Gemara, the Yishurush and Ivula, Malim and Harrison, Malim and Nesuin. That's what I meant when I said the Mishnah. Our Mishnah obviously does not learn like Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah does not explain the Machloikus Beishamay Beishil according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because our Mishnah is talking about we did not see intimacy. Rabbi Yochanan Damakai Tana. Rabbi Yochanan had a different Tana who explained the Machloikus Beishamay Beishil his way. So there are two ways to interpret the Machloikus Beishamay Beishil. Our Mishnah's way, and the Tana that Rabbi Yochanan found that interpreted it in a different way, which Rabbi Yochanan agreed to. So there are two pshatim in the Machloikas. Our Mishnah learns we did not see the intimacy. That's the case. And the Machloikas is whether we assume an intimacy or not. But if there was an intimacy, it was definitely Kedushin. Even Ben Harrison. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, for sure we don't assume an intimacy. If we saw intimacy, then Beit Shammai says no Kedushin, and Beit Shammai says yes Kedushin, and there's no difference in Suin and Harrison. We saw the intimacy. That's in a regular case, but they were married once, and they're alone in a room. I tell you what, let's give me the Gemara another 6-7 lines. Rashi. So Trashi, they're not familiar. Zakti Gabar, who is the Tana? The Tanya. I'm Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, no one says that if we don't know what happened in the room, that she doesn't need a get. Everybody agrees, if we don't know of intimacy, don't assume intimacy. Even if he was married to her. We'll see in a minute why. We're afraid. We saw the intimacy. Even so, we assume he was just Mizana with his former wife. Period. So that's Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and that's what Rav Yechanan said. But our Mishnah disagrees. So what's the machloikas in our Mishnah? So according to our Mishnah, what is the machlekes? The ikay, the yichud, the lekay, the biya. We saw them alone in a room, but we do not know what happened in the room. Beishamai saw v'loy aminin heinayin yichud heinayin the biya. Beishamai says, do not assume that if a man is together with his former wife, that they had intimacy. Don't assume it. Not true. They can be alone in a room and not have intimacy. He divorced her. He hates her guts. Why should we assume? I'm answering, I'm saying over Kivager. If Kivanga wants to know, right, why aren't we assuming that he lived with her? They're alone in a room. It's his former wife, right? We said by a get yashan, he wrote his wife, he wrote a get, then he was misyachig with his wife. We say the get is a get yashan. That means you're assuming he lived with her. That means once they're alone, since they're husband and wife, we assume he lived with her. This is a husband and wife, and Beit Shammai says, we don't assume he lived with her. Why not? How does Beit Shammai answer this? The answer is, he divorced her. There he only wrote again. This is from Kivanger speaks out. Here he divorced her. He hates her guts. So why would we assume he lived with her? That's what Beit Shammai is saying. We say it's his former wife. Assume that if they're alone in a room, they live with each other. Umbaydim, let me just finish. No questions to the Mishnah. Umbaydim and his Gasha. Ben Harrison, I'm not to the Mishnah, just before the Mishnah. Shayna Chicha Menegat Shayni, the Kiva Nainli Begasba, although I mean it ain't Edebia. Since he's not familiar with her, we don't assume being alone in a room is Edebia. I mean, for a second. a woman is alone with a repairman, with a plumber, with an electrician, with a carpet layer, with who knows what. Do we assume he did it? You could hate it in beer? People saw them together in the house. Do you assume they lived together? Chas v'shalom. She shouldn't be alone. But we don't assume beer because they're alone in a room. Tevin says, we don't assume that. We don't like yichud, it's usher, right? With all kinds of different qualifications. We're not learning hilchos yichud now. But we don't assume that they lived together. It's only because he was married to her. Therefore, we say, and Arusa is like a stranger. That's what they said, Rashi. Rashi, hein, Kloimer. Kiven de Rosh and Isiachdu, ein tzarech hein, shall be a god l'miza. We don't need it, the intimacy. Vade anansadi, kiven de geisi adadi, since they have that familiarity, like Parshu said, he said they didn't stay away from each other. Yes, Rabbi Cohen. Kedusha needs Adam. Kedusha needs Adam. Without Adam, there's no Kedusha. A guy can be mechavan to marry a lady. He can give her a ring. He can dance circles around her and live with her the same Kedusha. And she's not Mekudeshes. There's no Adam. I have no idea what you just meant.
Why are we changing? Why are we putting our focus on the Adam part? We had before Adam Osavilos Nus, or is it?
Again, there's a Machloikis Tup Shatim in what the Machloikis Besham and Besil is. Our Mishnah holds that if we see intimacy, they definitely did Kedushin. Nobody makes a beer with his former wife, Avila's nuts. With a former wife, like most Rishonim, with a former wife, assume that he's remarrying her. According to our Mishnah, Beisil and Beishamai. Rule Shenivala is not a Machloikas. It's not a Machloikas. Because ain't Adam Isaac belongs to Avila's nuts with his former wife. And since there are Adam here, they saw Kedushin. If we had no Adam, then nobody saw the Kedushin, it's not Kedushin. Kedushin needs Adam to make it Kedushin. Let me explain. There are two kinds of witnesses in the Torah. There's what we call Edus Levuri and Edus Lekume. Edus Levuri means something happened. It happened whether there were witnesses or no witnesses. Witnesses are to clarify to what happened. Rabbi Cohn sold Dr. Harris a Gemara, and he handed it to Dr. Harris. And now he claims he didn't sell it. And Dr. Harris said, yes, you did sell it. So Adam clarified, did he or did he not? The sale is a sale, whether there were Adam there or not Adam there. They don't create the sale. They're just to clarify what happened. By Kedushin and by Get, it doesn't work that way. Without Adam, it doesn't happen. A person who walks over to a woman and says, I rap for Kadesh and sleep with Tabazu, Kadesh, Mesh, and Yisrael, and there are no witnesses, or one witness, he's not married.
Who's the Kesef Star deal? I didn't
have witnesses. Witnesses for Kesef, or for the Star, or they saw the Yichud that he did L'Shem Kedushin. They don't have to watch the intimacy. He's saying, I am now entering, I'm marrying this woman. Adam, thank you very much. You are the Ada Yichud. I'm going to marry this woman. And he's saying, I'm going to marry this woman. They can be Ada B. Here we're talking about he divorced this lady. This lady's a former wife. Now, there's two pshatim. Rabbi Yochanan learns, if we don't know what happened in the room, don't assume that anything happened. Adam saw them alone in the room. So what? They hate each other's guts. Why in the world should we assume that they had intimacy? Therefore, she doesn't need a get. However, if Adam saw the intimacy, Beis Shammai says, still doesn't mean anything. He might have been mezana with her. We have no reason to assume he's remarrying her. Beis Shammai says, with a former wife, we say that's remarriage. Doesn't have to, because the act speaks for itself. The act of living with a former wife says, I'm remarrying her. That's what Beis Shammai says. You're right. He didn't tell the Edom.
Wait, I thought
everyone holds that. Again, Rabbi Yochanan learned there's two pshatim in the Mishnah. Let's not mix the two pshatim in the Machloikas. There's the Rabbi Yochanan's pshat, and there's our Mishnah's pshat. Rabbi Yochanan learns we saw the intimacy, and it's with a former wife. Beis Shammai says that is meaningless unless he told us he's doing Kedushin. Don't assume he's doing Kedushin. We did not see an act of Kedushin. We saw an act of Znus. Beis Shammai says, with a former wife, you saw an act of Kedushin. That's at one shot. And if they didn't see anything, Rabbi Yochanan holds, nothing happened. Don't assume anything. That's Rabbi Yochanan's shot. Our Mishnah learns differently. Our Mishnah said, if we saw intimacy, Beis Shammai would not argue. They would agree. A guy who's living with his former wife is remarrying her. We didn't see intimacy. We saw them alone in a room. Beis Shammai says that's meaningless, and Beis Hillel says, no, it's not. It was a former wife. Hey, nay, 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 yichud. Hey, nay, nay, nay. Yes, doctor.
First, thank you, because it was worth setting the alarm and getting painfully out of bed this morning. I did not know this, even though I must have been asleep when I went through this last time. Is this the Rabbanan or the Raisa?
Raisa. Right, it's Gemara and Kedushin. I'm sure we will get there, but the Gemara says clearly, Nafkamina, there's a halacha in Hilchos Mammon called Hidaz Baldin. If I admit that I sold something to Menashe, that's witnesses. My admission is like witnesses. If a man and a lady came in and said, we did Kedushin, it's meaningless. Adam create the Kedushin. It's not, they're not just here to clarify, they're here to create. It's a whole new gulf. I'll use the word. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a whole new. I'm sorry.
Where are those Edom called?
Anus Lecume.
Thank you.
Anus Lecume. There's Anus Levure and there's Anus Lecume. There's Edom that are clarifying and there's Edoms that are establishing, creating. They also happen to clarify. There's nothing wrong in them telling us what happened. But they do a lot more than clarify. They are establishing. They're creating. The energy doesn't exist. I would say the action doesn't exist. Whatever way you want to word it. 100%. Right. So therefore, we need Adis on Kedushin. Now, what Avram pointed out, Rebbe Avram pointed out, is that there is Adis, even though he didn't say Kedushin, sometimes actions speak louder than words. The fact that it's his former wife and they're having intimacy tells us Kedushin. Now, there is a Machlokes Rishonim. This is what I said now is 100% true. I am not withdrawing anything. The Machlokes Rishonim is, Beis Hillel Svar of Hein Hein Eide Yichud Hein Eide Debiya, is that is, it's a definite or is it a suffix? Meaning, let's say somebody else goes and marries her now. That's Kedushin. Does the second guy have to give a get? According to our Mishnah, two Edom saw them alone in a room. They saw a husband and a wife alone in a room. A husband and his former wife alone in a room. Right, so Beis Hillel says she needs a second get. Hey, nay, nay, yichud. Hey, nay, nay, nay. Before we got the second get, along came another man and said, Hari Atma, and she said, oh, I'd love to marry this guy. Hari Atma, do we need a second get from the second man? If you say, hey, nay, 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 yichud, hey, nay, 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 she's a married lady to the first husband. You would need a get from the second husband, second man. You learn it's only a suffix, meaning we need a second get to allow her to get married. But if she did get married, we would demand a second get from that husband as well. It's Machlokes Rishonim, Rambam Paskins, it's a suffix. It's not a vadai. By the way, and I don't talk halacha l'maisa. I just want to be ma'irah that there's a halacha l'maisa problem. We warn husband and wife at the time of the get not to be alone. Much more strictly than we warn every man and lady not to be have yichud. Because a husband or a former wife that are alone creates halachic issues. I don't know halakha l'maisa, but it can create halakhic problems. So it's a warning that we tell husband and wife at the time of a get, and it's a warning that's sometimes very necessary. They're raising children. They have joint custody. Inevitably, they might be alone discussing something. It's a very big issue. Very big issue. Now, look, again, I don't pass halakha l'maisa, but I know it's something we are concerned about. Because by a husband and a former wife, there is this concept, and again, I'm not paskeling halakha l'maisa, but there is this concept called heinei neyichud, heinei neyibiyah, which doesn't exist by a regular man and a regular woman. Yes?
As an aside, this, with the rising real estate prices, is a more and more common thing in the world that divorced couple will continue to live in the same residence.
That's a big problem. And I look at that, that's a no-no. It's not negeah. No, it's not a gun. Even though there are rising real estate problems, there, prices there as well. Yeah, 100%. It can't work in halacha. It cannot be a halacha. I don't know how halacha and ma'aseh what happens if they are alone together. I don't know the after effect. I just know that we warned them. I don't know, as I said, I'm not passing halacha. I don't know the halacha. Not refusing to buy, I just don't know. But I know it's a concern. It is a concern because of former wife, Now, we paskim, I think that's a suffix. But even that, we don't want suffix either.
But it doesn't seem like that's what it says here.
Wait, but Shul says she needs to get Cheney. What do you mean? But Shul's rabbit.
I'm saying that it doesn't. If it were to be a suffix, you would say, like,
when Korov won, Korov. No, it says, hey, Tricha get Cheney. That's all it said. Doesn't say anything about it. It just says she needs a next get, another get.
Oh, so you're saying that.
What does she need another get for? That's not clear. I mean, there are Rishayim that say what you say. I'm not arguing with you. I don't pick sides in Rishayim. Rashi. No Rashi. Frakti Gemara mi Amar Rabbi Yechon and Hachi. Did Rabbi Yechon say this? V'Amar Rabbi Yechon Halachi Kastam Mishnah. Comes out, Rabbi Yechon is paskening like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's pshat in the Mishnah, in pshat in the Machlokes. Our Mishnah is a different pshat in the Machlokes. Rabbi Yechon always goes like a Stam Mishnah. Our Mishnah has a different interpretation of the Machlokes than we're quoting Rabbi Yechon is saying. And we have a rule that Rabbi Yechon says always go with the Stam Mishnah. And our Mishnah said that the Machlokes is, when we didn't see intimacy. And we quoted Rabbi Yechon saying, no, it's not the Machlokes. The Machlokes is when we did see intimacy. And for the Gemara, I'm a Roy, Nina, will leave it to Rabbi Yechon. This is a big Machlokes. Did Rabbi Yechon ever say Halachic Kastam Mishnah? We quote it, but you should know, it's a matter of Machlokes. Some people say Rabbi Yechon never said that. So if you only said that, then he couldn't have said the other thing. Now let me explain. And this, he never said the other thing. He never passed the Rishon Ben Elazar. I mean, that bright thing exists. Let me try to explain, put a little perspective on this. Rabbi Yechon lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was one of the main Mesadrim of Talmud Yerushalmi. Lived for a very long time. He was Marach Yamim, hundreds of years. He lived very long. In Bavel, they did not have Eretz Yisrael's Torah available. It was hundreds of miles away, and the email didn't work, and the computer didn't work, and they had no phones, and therefore they never knew what was happening in Tyrus Eretz Yisrael. People came from Eretz Yisrael and told us, this is what Rabbi Yechon said. And ever throughout Shas, we have certain people, more than others, there's a whole bunch, but the main ones are Rav Dimi and Ravin and Ula, and they're the ones that came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, they traveled. And therefore they became, what? They moved to Babel. They had been in Eretz Yisrael and moved to Babel. Whether they traveled back and forth, I don't know. But Ula, Ravin, Rav Dimi lived later. They lived in Abari and Ravis time. And they came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel and they quoted Rabbi Yechon. And many, many times throughout Shas, they quoted Rabbi Yechon differently. And we didn't know in Babel what to do. This is what we were told Rabbi Yechon said. So you could have conflicting versions of what Rabbi Yochanan said. One of the most quotes that we use throughout Shas is Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha Kastam Mishnah. But not everybody says Rabbi Yochanan ever said that. It was an argument. Did Rabbi Yochanan ever say it or not? Rabbi Yochanan lived 100 years earlier in Eretz Yisrael, and this was 100 years later in Bavel. Or 150 years later in Bavel, by the time Rabbi and Ravashi were Masadar Shas. Rabbi and Ravashi were Masadar Shas around year 450 in the Galatian calendar. I think Yerushalmi was Masudar in the 200s. So we're talking about a 150-year gap. I think, again, I might be wrong, it might just be 100. 150-year gap between Yerushalmi and Bavli, without knowing exactly what it said there. It was all dependent on oral transmission by the people who came from Eretz Yisrael, who were qualified to transmit. Amaroim. So you have, throughout Shas, it sounds like, there's a whole bunch of arguments what Rabbi Yochanan said. There are. I'm sure there were many more that they didn't argue about. Those are the ones you don't hear about. You only hear about the ones that they argued about. So Rabin came and said, Rabbi Yochanan said this, and Rabbi Dimi came and said, no, he never said that. He said something else. Now here it doesn't tell you who the two Amoraim are. One Amoraim told us Rabbi Yochanan said, Allah Kastam Mishnah. One Amoraim said that he didn't say that. So, we don't know. We live in Bavel. We are in Talmud Bavli. Not in Talmud Yerushalmi. So we don't have that clarity. Rashi. Next Rashi, Mi Amar Rebechon Hagigid Leil, the Hagigid Leil Ruh Shenivin Leloi Boi again. Did he ever say that? He said, Allah Kastam Mishnah. I'm just curious, and I don't know this at all. Now that we have Yerushalmi available to us, do we use Yerushalmi to figure out which one Rabbi Yochanan really said? I don't know. Meaning, I don't know if Yerushalmi ever says Rabbi Yochanan said Allah Kastam Mishnah. I don't know Yerushalmi. I don't know if it ever says that he said it. What? It's a pretty easy thing to find out. It is a very easy thing to find out. I just don't know if we deal with that in halacha. Or do we say that maybe Rabbi Yochanan said things after Yerushalmi? I don't know. I honestly, lo yadati, I don't know. Yes?
I mean, one of the things which happened in the 15th century with the invention of movable type was that there was the standardization of textbooks because you were able to have multiple inexpensive or much less expensive copies. So that was, you know, considerably, that was 14, you know, the 15th century.
Yeah, again, I just don't know if we used it. I don't know. I'm talking about the manazah.
Art school and everybody else have to make a decision.
No, I'm talking about whether the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, who had to show me,
yeah.
They had to make a decision. I just don't know what they decided. That's all I'm saying.
Well, contemporaneous to the Ramah and everyone else, there are other copies being used throughout the Mishnah.
Again, all I'm saying is, I don't know that now. Let's say, I don't even know if it exists, but let's say the Yerushalmi quotes Rabbi Yochanan and saying, Halacha Kastam Mishnah. Would that now impact how we view this sugya? Once the Yerushalmi told us Rabbi Yochanan said it, I don't think so, but I said, I don't know. That's all I said.
Okay.
That's
all I
said. Not the Mishnah, right?
That's why I was silent.
Okay, I would like to introduce the next Mishnah. There's something called, we had this many, many years ago, something called a get kareach. What happened was, Kehanim were known to have a little bit of a temper, and they also don't have the ability to remarry their wife. And therefore, when a Kohen got angry at his wife, he wrote a get and gave it to her, and it was finished, gone, over and done with. But the Yisrael could do this, and then the next day wake up and say, what did I just do? And then remarry his wife. The Kohen never had that option. So Chazal were misakin, a different type of get. For Kehanim. It doesn't mean only Kehanim can use it. And it also did not require Kehanim to use it. But it became an option out there for Kehanim to use to delay the get. It takes longer. It takes an hour longer, 2 hours longer. Any delay that we can do so the Kohen can become clear his head from whatever got him upset at his wife, and he won't divorce her. That was the purpose of the Takanah. And that get was called a get mekusher. Now, exactly how Get Mekusher was done is a machlokes rishonim. I am going to pick one shita, and that is, they wrote the Get, they wrote two lines, and then they sewed it up in a way that you didn't see those two lines. And then they wrote another two lines and made another fold, and another two lines and made another fold. And the Edom, instead of signing in front of the Get like they do in a regular star, signed in the folds. Now, one of the takanas was, in order to differentiate between a regular Get and a Get Mekusher, Rabbanon said that a Get Mekusher needs three witnesses. Even though a regular Get only needs two witnesses, a Get Mekusher needs three witnesses. Now, they could not sign until the whole Get is written. So even though they're signing in the fold, they didn't sign as soon as the first fold was done, because the Get hadn't been written yet. It has to be written and sewn, or written and sewn, or written and sewn, or written and sewn, and then there were folds, and they signed in the folds. A minimum of three folds and three Edom. That was the requirement. If you have more folds, you need more Edom. That was the takana. Do not leave a Get with folds without a signature. The reason for that is that we're chashed that he made the Get with six folds because he had six people that he wanted them to sign. And then one of them didn't sign, and we had a halacha that if a guy says, kulchem, if a husband says, I want all you to sign, the Get only works if all sign. That was his command. So in order to avoid that, we said, every fold has to be filled in. If it's not, let me just finish. If it's not filled in, we call it a bald Get. A Get that has an open spot. And that is rabbinically not a good Get. Open spot, a fold without a signature is called a bald spot. It's a borrowed term. It's a bald spot. And therefore, a bald Get, a Get which has folds, fold or folds, that don't have a signature in them, create a feeling that maybe this husband had wanted more witnesses, and he has the right to ask for more witnesses. We had that earlier in the Masechta. If a husband walks into a room, he says, I want you all to sign. It's not a Get till they all sign. So why did they make six folds? It could be the cipher decided to do it, and it could be because the husband had wanted six Edom, and each Ed signs on one fold. So we don't know. So therefore we said, all folds have to have a signature. And if they don't, it's rabbinically puzzled. Yes, Harvey.
Was this only for Kohanim? And was this for all Kohanim?
It was made for Kohanim. It could be used for everybody. And Kohanim did not have to use this. This was an option that we strongly suggested Kohanim use. We created it to make the Get a more difficult process, in order that Kohanim should have time to clear their heads from their burst of anger. And
so even
they didn't
if you had
have to use it. It was highly suggested to them, take your time, relax, breathe in and out, make it Get Mekusher. And every Yisrael had the option of saying, I would like to write a Get Mekusher. Why he would do that? I don't know. People have all kinds of strange things. So this Yisrael decided he wants a fancy Get Mekusher. And if he wants that, that's how he wants to get written. And the Gemara in Baba Basra discusses that if a husband said, I want a Get Mekusher, we cannot write a Get Mekusher. It's not what he wanted. And vice versa. There's a default option. Is there not a default option? That's a Sugya Baba Basra. But here, we're dealing with the fact. Whoever it is, it was made for Kohanim. We want Kohanim to use it. We don't force Kohanim to use it. We want Kohanim to use it. We created it for the benefit of Kohanim. Once it's created,
cliche,
available for everybody, and suggested strongly for Kohanim.
And the cliche about Kohanim in those days was that they were generally a hot-tempered group.
They were more hot-tempered than Yisraelim, correct?
That's not Negev today.
But we hope so. And I have two Kohanim here. I have to be careful what I say. Yeah. But more than that, it's that they didn't, again, the driving force was that they didn't have the option of remarriage. Yisraelim can be hot-headed, but the next morning they'll wake up and they'll remarry their wife. Kayan loses that option. That's why we're more concerned about a Kayan. That's number one. Today, we don't do Gagam Kosher. Also, in those days, a husband got angry at his wife. He knew how to write. He called in two witnesses and said, I'm giving time to get. And in an hour, it was over. A lot of people did. A lot of people did. He could do it very quickly. Today, get is a process. You have to make an appointment with the rabbi, and the rabbi discusses why you're divorcing your wife. It's a whole process. It takes weeks and weeks and weeks. The kayyum should calm down by the weeks and weeks and weeks. So that's not negated today. In those days, a person could divorce his wife on the spur of the moment. And that's what we wanted to delay as much as possible by kayyum. So again, today it doesn't exist, but in the time of the Gemara it did, so we have to deal with it in halacha.
Is it mechanically busy? Watch this writing and then sign it. What are they signing?
They have to watch the cipher, write it. Again, it's actually because they folded over part. Exactly. So that's why I was careful to say they could not sign till the whole thing was finished. Because you can't sign if you don't know what you're signing.
Fold, only one
egg per fold. Three Adam are minimum.
Watching the whole process.
Whole process. Three Adam are minimum. The truth is, once you have three Adam, the rest of the folds also have to be filled in, and we will have a whole sukkah in the Gemara that you don't need kosher Adam for that. Because you had your three kosher Adam. The rest, and the Gemara will explain, these are all going to be explained in the Gemara, just to make sure that it's not a bald get. So you can have other people sign, though. We'll see who's allowed to sign a get kareach.
Can they sign twice?
No.
No.
No. So now we're dealing with the fait accompli. This was a get kareach, and he gave it to his wife, which is rabbinically possible, which we have a machlokes remain drabanan. What happens if a guy gives a rabbinic pasul get, what are the consequences? Rebbe was very strict. He said, it becomes a get pasul midaraisa, according to the way Rashi learns. And Rabbana said, we don't like the get, but we don't make the kids mamzerim. So we spoke out of Pnei Yeshua. This was Rashi's big chiddush. We spoke out of Pnei Yeshua that said, they called the Megarish Adai to the Rabbana Megarish. And what they did is, they removed the get. Again, a chiddush of Pnei Yeshua to a chiddush of Rashi. Concept of get kareach. A guy married a woman after she had a get kareach, a bald get. Teitzei mezeh mezeh. She has to leave both husbands. We throw the book at her like we did in a few Mishnahs ago. Teitzei is bothered, like the Mishnahs seem out of order. We had a whole list of things that were possible to Rabbanan, and we threw the book. Then we left that discussion, and we got involved in a guy who wrote a get to his wife, and a guy who was Megayish Yishtavalani and Bapundaki. And now we're going back to the Gittin that are possible to Rabbanan. Like, why isn't this Mishnah right after that Mishnah? And then discuss the other two things. Zaktaisus, because since the get Kareach, Zaktaisus, that since we had the case of a guy who wrote a cipher, wrote a get, and he gave it to the wrong person. Remember we had that case. He gave the get to the woman and the cipher to the man, and they exchanged it, right? So Mamela, it was a machloikas v'shamei b'sho, klesim l'garish v'sishtai, which case was that? I'm sorry, in that Mishnah, which was the case of Kosel Megayish Yishtai. I'm sorry. Since we had the Machloikas of, since we had the case of Kosel Sefer Getlish, so we write the Mishnah about the guy who wrote to Megayish's wife and never gave it to her, because it has a similarity. Talks about get written. And once we mentioned the Machloikas of Bisham and Basil, so we mentioned the other Machloikas of Bisham and Basil, and now back to the ranch. Right, back to the original. So, Hakol Mashlim, get Kareach, Hakol Mashlim Mimolov. You can use anybody, even Pasul Adam, to sign on the folds. That creates a problem. Tomorrow we'll have to address. Because when we validate the get, we have to validate kosher witnesses, not pasul witnesses. We're filling in the witnesses so people shouldn't think that he wanted more witnesses than he actually had. So we fill it in. But by filling in pasul witnesses, you're opening up a Pandora's box, because what happens is we're going to validate the shtar. We're going to use the wrong witnesses. The Gemara will discuss that.
The Karav included?
What?
The Karav included?
Hakoil. You know what Hakoil means? Bekiva says we allow kosher witnesses who can't testify here, but are usually allowed to be testified. Meaning, Benanas would say we can use a Goslin. We can use an Eved Kanani. And Bekiva says, no, those people are never allowed to be witnesses. We're allowed to use witnesses who are good witnesses, but not for this case because they're related. And Veza get Kareach, Koshek Sharav and Ruben Me'edav, it has more knots, more folds. Sharav means they're sewn together, then Eidim. Rashi. Get Kareach, Mepharish B'Sefim and Masnissin, Shek Sharav and Ruben Me'edav. The Baba Basra Minah. In Masechus Baba Basra, we explain. The Tikkun Rabbanan get Mekushim, Shem Kahanim Kabdonim. Rabbanan were Masakin to get Mekushim because Kahanim, who got upset. Shaykhaisim get pissed when they shesayim. They used to get upset and write an immediate get to their wives. Umischartim lachas mana, then changed their mind. Then you call them machzirin. It was too late. Can't return it. The tikkulam get mekusher. Sheinen ayachlis to mehera. It's not as easy to write quickly. Why? Shema b'tzayach kach yispayas, to give him time to calm down and make up with his wife. The chaisim and eight of me bechutz. The chaisim shitoy shtayim. He writes one or two lines. The karkan ala cholak folds it over the empty space. The typer and he sews it up. The eight echad chaisim ala krachmi bechutz and one eight sides of the fold. Chaisim and chaisim shnei shtitin ayaisim b'vifdim. Two or more lines in the inside. Again, the karkan ala cholak, he folds it over the empty. The chaisim eight sheni ala krachmi bechutz. The chayin eight shlishi. Yes, get karach the eight eight chaisim al chayrav. If you have a get that's folded and there's an eight missing, that kareach, it's a bald get, upasul. You're fired for Gemara. Mishim kulchem, we're afraid that he might have wanted all the people to be Edom, and they weren't. The mistama l'minyin sharev hay Edom mitchila. We assume that the cipher took a look, and he said, the guy wants six witnesses, I will make six folds. Why else would he make six folds if three are enough? The chayshina d'umam l'kulchem chasum uvar echot shalai chasam. So therefore, we don't want one empty fold. One empty fold triggers an alarm. It's a rabbinic zoo. There's no real, we didn't hear him say kulchem. But to us, we see a fold empty, we say, oh, we don't know what happened.
He means unsigned. Unsigned, not empty, but unsigned. There is writing on the inside, but not no signature. No on the outside? No,
we have to sign per fold.
Right, so empty meaning no signature.
Yes. Right.
But there's writing that was written.
On the inside. Hakal Mashlim and Allah, but Philip Sulim. The less of Allah Shlomo, Mishim Chashash and Alma. This is only to take care of a fear that we have. Shemek, Shiyetz, Lakas, Mamba, Beth, and Yipsalu. Because maybe 10 years from now, Beth will look at this get and say, huh? Doesn't have enough witnesses. She will swarm, she is not about Eid of Minyan Sharaf. It's only a fear that later on people will impugn the kashrus of this get. And the Karim Shurah and Lehayed. There is a machlokes we showed them whether we allow a woman to sign, according to Benanas. He said, "Akol chaisman alof." Does that mean all males? How about women? We're never b'chlau edus. Like an eved can get free and be an aid. A gazlan can do tshuva and be an aid. A woman can never become an aid. So it's machlokes rishayim achrayim. I should say it's machlokes achrayim, not rishayim. Someone of tainim bananas would never allow a woman, because a woman is not negay eidus. Period. Even worse than an eved and a gazlan. And some want to say that she could also sign. Yes, I'm sorry.
The reason that we're extending this is what are we doing different?
We take the get, instead of taking an hour and a half to write, it takes 4.5 hours.
Why?
Because to fold it and to write it and to sew it all this is time consuming.
Just to have a, just to make it that, that you get, instead of having 3 8 and 2 8 and have you need 10 8,
that's nothing. That's 5 minutes. The 3 8 was, once Chazal made a different kind of get, they tried to make differences in it. So one of the differences they made was that it needs 3 8. Yes, doctor.
Now you got a further problem. I thought it was an event. It came up with pretty much the same answer. But so what about women now who are specifically forbidden, such as the co-wives? If you allow women, can you now allow the co-wives?
I don't know the answer. No, I didn't see anybody discuss it. My guess would be it makes no difference because it's only there so it should look full. But again, I have no right.
If someone
has it closed, they sew parts of it closed, correct.
When they give it to the wife, it's sewed.
Adam read it.
Well, they sewed it afterwards, not
anyway, the two, three, guy wants to write a get, a Korea, a get Makusher. He needs 4 people in the room, the cipher and 3 Adam. And he says, I'd like a get Makusher. And the cipher writes a get Makusher, the Adam watch him write it. They watch him write the whole thing. After he finishes writing it and it's sewn up.
It comes sewn up after he finishes.
No, as he writes it, they sew it up.
In other words, they're reading each line.
As he does it.
So we don't have that today.
We don't do get Makusher today.
And then they give it to the wife.
Then they give it to the wife, and he says, Harry Zekite.
And she gets it without reading it.
She doesn't have to read it. It's only for her sake. If she wants to, she'll open it up and read it.
They have to give it to her, Makusher.
Yes.
But
she's smart.
Not, she's not really divorced until she reads it.
No, it's not true. He tells Adam, Adam are watching. They know it's a guy, Harizek, he thinks she's divorced.
How does she know she's not getting a receipt?
Again, she's divorced when she receives it. The Gemara says if she's smart, she reads it to make sure she got a get.
I thought she has to be.
No, she has to be told Harizek. She was told Harizek. In 99 out of 100 cases, when a guy tells his wife Harizek in front of witnesses, it's probably a get.
Again,
enough so that she's divorced. Now, if she's smart, she better read it, because if it's not a get, and she marries somebody else, she has a problem. We don't do get Makusher today. It's not the case. Get is a complicated process enough without being Makusher. We don't have to make it more complicated. Yes?
Still 4 hours.
It's longer because you have to schedule an appointment, all those things. In those days, the guy got angry at his wife. She was finished 2 hours later.
Right. How long does it take for the ink to dry?
I honestly don't know. They use, halakha l'maisa, we use a light. Hot. Once upon a time, lights were hot. Today lights are cold, LEDs. But once upon a time lights were hot, and they used to put the light over the get to make the ink dry faster. Some say from a machmer, I think there's a Meir Simcha that didn't like the lights. He yelled, "It's not ksiva. You're making the ksiva through something else." It was Rema. But the whole felt. I watched them use a light to make the thing dry. But again, today the lights aren't hot. I guess you'd have to use a blow dryer. today the lights are.
You can still use hot lights. Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen an incandescent bulb in a long time.
I've got a better question. Is an LED light fire through a funnel or derived?
Not fire.
Right.
It's a dry button. Not fire, it's not hot.
No, I know. It's a completely different process.
Right. Makes Hilchos Shabbos much easier. No, really, because turning on a light becomes a drabanan instead of the derisa. Except according to the Chazon Ish, who holds creating the circuit as a derisa.
that's a different thing.
I know.